We are back.
Wow.
Well, that was a...
My finger got stuck. Okay, silence. I was trying to fade that a little better.
So anyway, just getting back to the Black Eagle incident. I think that sometimes people need to be educated. And, you know, I want to say I am a friendly person. And I'm a hugger, not like Mario. Just saying Mario. But I have learned, you know, but I find that sometimes people, you know, need to be educated and stuff. You know, certain behaviors is expected in certain environment, and sometimes it's not.
Right, right.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, fine. So let me think. Well, we've covered the Gay Olympics. The Gay Games.
Yes.
Yes, let's get that right. We covered the Eagle on Friday. What other things?
What's happening in Toronto?
Oh, you had something that you wanted to talk about how much money was raised last weekend.
Oh, yes. Last
for
weekend,
the Casey
the
House,
world,
right?
World AIDS Day was last week. Let me just go back here.
Yes, World AIDS Day. I think we talked about that last week, didn't
yes.
we?
Yes. And anyway, Casey House.
Something up right on this fucking monitor.
I mentioned Casey House quite a few times, and I will continue to do it. Casey House did a concert. Volunteers and sponsors performed, and attendees. Thanks to our kindness, and we raised over $60,000 for compassionate HIV care at Casey House and shared a beautiful evening of song and community support. So that was last week. So they did a great music concert. And $60,000.
Who is $60,000? That's fucking awesome.
That's amazing. It's a group of...
was our friends there?
actually...
The lesbian group?
No, but...
Hunter Valentine.
I don't know. It's a choir group.
Oh, choir. Oh, so not like bands.
Which, you know, Jim, the new flight attendant? Jim? His new
The
partner.
New flight attendant, yes.
His new partner that used to...
Yes.
Well, he's now joined this choir, and I was invited, and I totally forgot about it.
Oh, okay.
It's a big choir group. I think it's men and women mix. Anyway, they raised $60,000 on... AIDS World Day, and it was a fundraiser for Casey House, so congratulations, guys. And again, I want to mention Casey House is an incredible home hospice, a great place, great care. If you have an opportunity, contact them if they need any help, volunteers, or just pop by and visit. My ex and I, that's one thing I do miss every once in a while. Christmas Eve, we would make gift bags.
What kind of toys?
the last year we did this, we did...
what's it for?
For homeless people on the street. We did 30... The last year my ex and I were together.
Don't give them battery-operated gloves.
No. We did 38 bags, big bags. Ouch. And we would go to the store, the dollar store and regular store, and get socks, clean pair of underwear. We would ask our friends during the year if they had an old... jacket, winter coat that they would give, mitts. I would make sandwiches, fruit, and a power bar, nut-free. And we would go to Roy Thompson Hall on Christmas Eve and after for the Christmas service. And then after, we would drive around Church Street and Yonge Street, up and down the street, and donate the bags.
Semen?
Shut up. And donate the bags to people. And you'd be amazed how many people on Wolfmas night are outside in the cold, sleeping on the street. And people would look at us going, really? And said, yeah. And then the last year we did that, we donated half because it was a really cold night. A lot of people were at, I guess, a shelter that night. So we happened to stop by a Casey House. And they opened the door and says, look, we have 20-odd plus bags left. There's some clothing, but there's sandwiches and stuff. And they looked at us and go, really? Says, we're doing Christmas tomorrow morning. There's a lot of people here who will not have anything to open. Mm-hmm. So, well, here we go. There they are. And they were so appreciative of it.
That's very cool.
So it's Wolfmas time. If you don't know what to do, you don't have any family or whatever, contact Casey House and say, look, I would like to do something for Christmas for the patients. Is there something you need, or?
You know, that's cool. I mean, we individually do things, and we do things together for charities and such. But one thing that I would like to point out is we tend to think of these things at Wolfmas time or at Thanks time. But you know what? Those people are still out there all the rest of the time.
Yes, but what makes it worse, though, is when it is a special day like Wolfmas.
Yep.
It makes you realize that you don't have a partner or you don't have more than other days.
I agree, but us as people that like to donate our time and do that, then you know what? Just you know, go once a month like you're saying. Go go help at a soup kitchen or go help at an AIDS hospital. Yeah. Don't just think, well, because I'm doing it once a year, you know what? That's fucking awesome that you're doing it. But you know what? You could just do it maybe, you know, one other day a month or something as well, right?
Well, the thing is, I think once you start doing it...
Kind of like sex? It's hard to stop?
Yeah. It's funny. You'll find something else and you'll hear... We're trying to have a serious conversation right now. No, you're not.
Okay, I am now. I'm just trying to make it a little bit lighter, Mark, Sir Mark. That's
all. Yeah. Well, I, you know, just saying that.
I just don't want you crying again. We're almost out of Kleenex.
Fuck off. But what I'm saying is that, you know, if you do something once, you'll be surprised the next thing you know, you'll be doing it twice, and then it'll be part of.
And then you get pregnant.
And it makes it. I don't know. Fuck, I would have had many kids by now.
No, you're right. It is. It's correct.
So it's just, you know, anyway, the word and the thing is get involved. It's that simple.
Yep. Agreed.
So, anyway, coming up on December 22nd at Envy Bar and Lounge in St. Catharines, we are
Where's
having...
Where's that?
I just said it. Weren't you fucking paying attention?
Not really, no.
Envy Bar and Lounge. You can go on Facebook. They have a Facebook page.
Oh, the Envy Bar and
Lounge. Okay. I know that place. In St. Catharines on December 22nd from 10:30 to 2 a.m. We are hosting our third... This is our third...
Oh, really?
Yes, this is our third
year that we were there. What did we do the fucking first time we were there?
The first one, it was just, we were there. We were there.
Okay.
So we're going to be there for Wolfmas, and we're going to do some Wolfmas shooters, and just have a good time. So dress kinky, Christmassy, tell your friends. It's a mixed crowd. It's really fun.
Pansexual.
Pansexual. Great DJ, great staff.
Yep. That's a lot.
There will
of fun.
Be some equipment set up. We'll try to get their room a little dimmer. The light was a little too bright.
Where? Out front?
In
or?
The play. No, in the
but
play.
You know what? People were comfortable with it being that bright because they could see what they were doing. There were some heavy players there, and they need to really be.
Yeah, but it was. It could have been just a little down. Some people are shy. A lot of people would like to do something, but they like it to. Just a little. I'm just saying. Anyway.
On December, you just wanted to look prettier.
Everybody looks better in candlelight.
Yeah,
even
I know.
You.
Oh, fuck. I don't look pretty in or out of candlelight. Let's get used to that.
So December 22nd.
Third.
At
fifth. Second.
22nd at Envy Bar
That's
and
Saturday.
Lounge in St. Catharines, Ontario from 10:30 to 2 a.m. Come and join us. Our family's going to be there. It's a great mixed crowd. The staff is amazing. Great DJ. Come out and have fun. Anyway, messing around, what you got to say? I've done enough. It's your turn.
Yeah, well, 22nd. I think I got it right now. I say that we're going to do a little bit of a break. We'll be right back.